Det er på ingen måde nemt at være bilkøber i øjeblikket. Det er på ingen måde nemt i det hele taget at befinde sig på mobilitetsmarkedet. Fordi hvad skal man gøre? Nu har vi set en krise her i løbet af det sidste halve års tid, ja måske længere. Det kommer lidt an på, hvornår I hører det her i radioen. Et faktum er, at vi er som mennesker meget afhængige af energi. Vi er afhængige af energikilder, måden hvorpå tingene kommer, måden hvorpå tingene bliver brugt. Det hele det skal på en eller anden måde hænge sammen. I mange år jamen, der har vi været heldige, der har vi kunnet grave olie op af jorden, vi har kunnet hente gas forskellige steder fra i verden, men måske var det en god idé, ikke mindst også af hensyn til klimaet, at gøre tingene anderledes end det, vi har været vant til. Og en af de virksomheder, som virkelig er fremme i skolen, når det drejer sig om at gøre tingene anderledes, det er en lille tysk virksomhed, der er 30 mennesker ansat. Den hedder P1 Fuels, og P1 Fuels de har altså udviklet nogle teknikker, som gør, at de kan lave det, man kan kalde på den ene side fossilfri brændstoffer, på den anden side også fuldstændig CO2-neutrale brændstoffer. Det vil sige, at vi kan bruge vores tankstationer, vi kan bruge vores tankbiler, vi kan bruge vores biler med almindelige benzinmotorer, og så kan vi køre rundt uden at forurene. Det lyder jo altså helt fantastisk, og det har jeg også skrevet nogle artikler om, og det kan I selvfølgelig også læse noget om. Men en gang imellem er det altså godt at gå direkte til kilden. Og det vil sige, at jeg i øjeblikket står i Berlin. Jeg står hos Benjamin Voigt, som er ansvarlig for en del af udviklingen af det, der foregår her hos P1 Fuels. Og det her det bliver lidt en snak med Benjamin. Sådan en slags podcast, mini-podcast kan man næsten kalde det, hvor vi sådan lige kommer rundt omkring emnet, fordi han kan selvfølgelig fortælle meget, meget mere, end jeg kan. Han kan fortælle meget mere om, hvor det er, verden den går hen. Benjamin, I've just told the listeners that you know a lot more about these things that I do. But how did you get the idea? When did you start this company? I guess it was not you who started the company, but when was the company actually started?
So the company was started in 2015 by Martin Popilka, who is our CEO. So he's the genius mastermind behind this technology, but the technology is much older than the company. So the first tests with this kind of fuels were already in 1912. So it's not a new technology, but it's a new company doing this technology.
And then you have to confirm, because I just tell the people that you're taking CO2 out of the air and then you are putting it into some fluid fuels and you're using it instead of petrol, and the same amount of CO2 which comes into the fuel is the amount of CO2 which comes out of the fuel. Can you confirm that?
Exactly. So we are producing the carbon neutral fuel. One way or one part is the e-fuel, which means you extract the carbon from the air, from an industry. You mix that with water that is split in hydrogen and oxygen, and you synthesize it to a fuel. Another way is to take biomass as a feedstock, a biomass which is a waste from fruit production that already captured the CO2, and you blend it again into a fuel. So this is the biosynthetic way. Both parts lead to a carbon neutral fuel.
And that is also a way of thinking, which I think that maybe the politicians, it's a way of thinking they need, because they're not aware about. It is not that simple, but you have a variety of different ways of behaving environmentally friendly.
Yeah, that's true. We have to convince the politics that we need every technology that is out there to be able to decrease the pollution of carbon. That might be electric vehicles, that might be in the future hydrogen vehicles, but of course we also need the carbon neutral fuels to decrease the pollution of new carbon in every car that is out there today. So in order to do that very fast, we can just do it by changing the fuel and not the car.
And this is a question about time, and you always say we don't have time enough. I do think everybody, I never have time enough to tell everything I want to tell, but okay, maybe somebody is saying I'm talking too much. Maybe. That is because it's important.
Yeah, exactly. So it is true. We have no time to change the climate change because we have to do it today and not in the future. I think the effects of the climate change are already there. It's affecting everybody. So it means that everybody should have access in changing that. Of course, battery vehicles for those who can afford it in a financial way, but also in a way that you have distribution of electricity near your village. It's a perfect path. But of course, all the race cars, all the cars with the internal combustion engine, old-timer drivers, they should also have the possibility in access the climate change. And they can do it by just changing the fuel. So I think we need everybody to on board on the climate change. So everybody has to have a solution. And there is not one silver bullet who can solve it all. We need a variety of solutions to do that.
But there you also said some key words, because your company is mainly coming out of motorsport. I mean, a lot of things when we are talking about car and mobilities and so on is coming out of motorsport. This company has come out of motorsport, and you're also practicing it in motorsport. I was aware the first time in the WRC, the World Rally Championship, where you're actually performing with 400 HP cars using synthetic fuels.
Exactly. So we see that every great technology that we use in nowadays mobility is coming from motorsport. So motorsport has always been the driver for technology. And so we use that platform also to develop our fuels, to create our fuels, to formulate our fuels, to be able to find the perfect standard for the road cars today.
And that means this fuel is actually working exactly the same way, maybe a little bit better because you can fine-tune it, I guess. Maybe it works very fine with high-performance cars. You have some examples about old Formula One cars. Sebastian Vettel has been driving an old Formula One car, and he could just do it out of the box, in with the fuel, and then he was running around on Paul Ricard circuit down in France. And okay, you have proved it. But what about normal cars, about normal life, normal people? I mean, most people are not driving performance cars.
Unfortunately, so I wish everybody should drive
it's good fun.
Exactly. But yeah, it's true. So the fuel we have is, or one of them, is the EN228 normed fuel, which means that it has the same normation as the pump, the fossil pump fuel that we have at the pump station. It means that we can replace one-to-one our non-fossil fuel by today in the petrol station. So every internal combustion car out there can perfectly run on these fuels without changing any mechanical parts.
But what about the cost? I mean, fuel cost has raised a lot during 2022. We all know why. Fortunately, not so much as, for example, gas. It is another world. Anyway, what about prices when we talk about synthetic fuels?
Yeah, the price is an issue. The price is plus minus double the price of normal pump fuel today. But that's due to the fact that we produce in rather small batches, small capacities. If we can scale the production, if the politics, if the people allows us to scale that, we can decrease the price. I can tell you roughly, we are aiming to produce next year 20 million liter. It sounds a lot if you compare it to wine or beer, but compare it with fuel, it's nothing. So if we are able to scale, if the politics open this part of technology, we can scale and therefore decrease the price, because the production will be easier and will be less cost intensive than it is today.
And then you have a marketing problem in order to let people know that. I mean, when the listeners are listening to this, then they are aware about it, because they have for some reason shown interest in knowing something more. But you're doing something on the marketing side, which is also very difficult and very expensive, but you're actually doing something here in Berlin when it comes to the way that the Berlin government, so to say, are cooperating with you.
Exactly. So we are now seeking a pilot project in putting our fuel in a pump at the petrol station in Berlin, to also showcase that it is possible not only to produce this kind of fuels, but we can use the infrastructure that is there today to distribute the fuel. And we want to give the opportunity to the government to make the government fleet carbon neutral, not by changing the cars and producing new cars and electrical cars, because this is not possible for all the cars due to the fact that the cars are armored. But we can just make them carbon neutral in giving them the opportunity, the government, to refuel the cars at the pump station with our carbon neutral fuel.
Does that also mean in the future, when I come from Denmark and I drive to Berlin for a nice extended weekend or something, then I can refuel my car with synthetic fuel?
That's true. You can, or you will can in the future, in the near future. And I have to say and add that it's not only the government that can drive carbon neutral, but here in Germany, just around the corner, we have a big car collection called Klassikremise. And we have a great support of Roland Kaiser there, and he did a survey in searching the potential how many old-timer drivers, which cannot change into an electrical engine, does want to use this fuel to be carbon neutral. And there is an amount of more than 700 people already subscribed to that survey that beg and ask, please make this pump station, because we want to refuel in a carbon neutral way.
I'm quite sure there exist a lot of links which I can publish on Motorsiden.co and Formula E.co. Then it is possible to learn some more about the development. So the only thing is, I mean, do we have time enough also to publish all this stuff?
It is a hard job, because we are a small company, we are a startup and still changing the world in a massive way. But yeah, the more supporters, the more people are aware of it, the better. So I would love that everybody that can support a bit can support, yeah.